What's going on, brothers? It's Lyman Tell, you know the name? Got a video for you. It's entitled, Singing of Grass, Part 3. Here goes. So the Grifting Crusader over in Australia is going above and beyond to try to shit everybody in the manosphere up. And I must say that this particular grifter is a dollar short and 10 years too late, because the machinery of the state, the media, and the crooked branch of humanity in high places don't have the ear of men and boys. They lost control of the narrative. And they lost control of the narrative about 9 to 10 years ago, when Barbarossa, Spetsnaz, Stardust, and Coltane was putting out content here on the tube. So this grifter has pretty much called everyone who has adopted this lifestyle every feminist buzzword, every name in the book. But to that, I have to laugh. Because if anything, this philosophy, this lifestyle is passive. That's the whole point. I mean, go your own way. But not to this grifter. So I'm going to say it like this. This big tough philosophy is on autopilot, and they're trying to stifle the momentum. They're trying to shit it up. They're trying to supplant it. But it's a little too late for that. Too fucking late. Once they lost the ear of men and boys, the game was over. You see, you'd think that if these grifters would be smart and crafty enough to actually try to convince men and boys that it was the right thing to do to play along, but they didn't do that. They were carpet bombing men and boys for 60 plus years. And men and boys said, you know what, I'm not engaging in this shit anymore. I'm not going to march to the fucking slaughterhouse because the machinery of the state and a certain group of females have an extra grind with anything with a Y chromosome. The marriage rates have fallen. The fertility rate is gone. Nobody's getting married. And the would-be victims and blood sacrifices in this relationship game aren't there. They're not playing the game. And these feminists know it. So much so that they're having meltdowns on TikTok. And they're trying to make that cancerous ideology palatable to younger women and even young men. Now, they've done some damage, but the problem is, it's slowing down. Yeah, sure, you got your gipped out punching bags, and you got your soy boys with long fingernails talking nonsense and gibberish in front of a camera, but the days of that are numbered. You brothers have options. Young men have options. And that's why I tell them that it's good that they focus on skills and abilities instead of chasing tail and pursuing relationships. I'm saying that to say this. If you run across any of these older individuals who are pestering you to pursue marriage, relationships, they're trying to destroy your life. They're trying to ruin your life. They're setting you up for failure. Because, yeah, think about it, brothers. You got to think about it. There's trouble with the labor in the capital. There's problems with the supply chain. But why are these old individuals and these sticks in the grass coming to you and pestering you to get into relationships? Why are they doing that with all this shit popping off? Because they are trying to ruin your life. That's what they're doing. These dating roaches are trying to ruin your life. These 50-plus-year-old bitch-made simps who try to pester you into getting into relationships are trying to ruin your life. The confused cockroaches and the male hyenas who try to say that you're sexually suspect for focusing on skills and abilities instead of chasing tail, they're trying to ruin your life. And their actions reflect their character. I mean, these idiots have nothing better to do with their life. They sit up here on 5-hour, 6-hour, 7-hour live streams talking about who's fucking who. Talking about coochie. These are the snakes in the grass. And grifters like the one over in Australia and over in the UK, calling us every name in the book, they're snakes in the grass. But the problem is, they don't have the ear of men nor boys. They're perpetrating a fraud. And as you know from the laws of reaping and sowing, if you start with a lie, you end up with nothing. I mean, they've moved the goalposts so many times. They, like, for instance, they moved the goalposts every single month. Today, this is toxic masculinity. No, this is toxic masculinity. No, wait. This is toxic masculinity. And now they're saying, if you are not interested in wifing up land whales, you have small dick energy. If you don't want to get married to these broke single mothers and take care of their crushed fruit, you're a narcissist. The goalposts keep shifting over and over again. So for you brothers worth your salt, you brothers who have eyes to see, ears to hear, and you brothers who are putting out MGTOW content, keep doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And you young men, you brothers who are in your 20s, or if you're like me, you're in your early to mid-30s, continue to focus on skills and abilities. Those skills and abilities will make your bread fat. They will strengthen your hands, and it will also amplify your shield. Your money is a shield. When your car breaks down, the car payment to prepare your vehicle, you can soften the blow with that shield. That's what it's for. Now remember, brothers, your primary earning years is your 20s and your 30s. By age 45, you should prep to leave the workforce. Keep working, keep stacking your green, but just prep for retirement. You will not be able to do these things if you're busy chasing tail. You will not be able to do these things if you are some patsy for one of these feminists. You will not be able to do these things if you are a gimped out punching bag with long fingernails spouting gibberish into a video camera talking about men's rightful places beneath women. Yeah, fuck all that. Better yourself for yourself, brothers. Master your lockout game and perfect it. You do that. And be mindful of these snakes in the grass. Point them out. Expose them. Keep doing what you're doing, brothers. This is Lionel MGTOW. That's all I got for you. If you like the video, like, share it in the commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you want to tell me if it's my channel, you find the tip jar on the upper right inside the screen next to the plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know the drill. You know the routine. Go away, leave away. SYSBM. As for these ditch pigs, these feminists, these grifters, these gimped out punching bags, and soy boys, you know, problem we say how we say it, give them nothing. This has been the MGTOW PSA. Welcome, stay tight. See you soon. Oh, and have a productive new year. This is Lionel MGTOW. More to come from the state. See you soon.